Are you under a curse? That's the title of this message. According to God's Word, the Holy Bible, you are under the curse of God if you are trusting the salvation of your soul to any kind of a works gospel. That is, to any plan of salvation that says you must do something to make yourself ready for heaven or acceptable to God somehow. And it doesn't matter how sincere you are or how big a religion you belong to. The Bible says, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Galatians 3, verse 10. What is meant by continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them? That is explained in James 2, verse 10. Which says, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." That's James chapter 2, verse 10. In other words, it is a hopeless situation to attempt to appease the wrath of God by one's works, by human effort of any kind. Only the work of Christ on the cross could appease God. Otherwise, he would not have left his throne in heaven and suffered and died for lost sinners. Anyone who attempts to get to heaven by their own righteousness is in effect saying that Christ died in vain, or at least that he did not die for them. Such people are trying to establish their own system of righteousness, whether it be Sabbath keeping, saying prayers, going on pilgrimages, helping the poor, etc. All are things which God will not accept as payment for sin. The Bible says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." That's Romans 10, verse 3. Anyone who is trusting in their own righteousness better closely examine these verses. "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." That's Isaiah 64, verse 6. Also, the Bible says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That's Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. Christ's atonement neither requires nor allows man to assist in his own salvation. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. Works gospels may temporarily reform sinners and may provide benefits in this life, but they do not and cannot pay for sin. The Bible says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." That's Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. A person can be permanently and completely saved from the eternal wrath of a holy and righteous God by his grace and mercy and through the all-sufficient atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. No amount of obedience to any particular commandment will atone for sin. When the true and omnipotent Jesus of the Bible saves a soul, a legal transaction takes place. All the sins of that person are accredited to Christ, and all the righteousness of Christ is accredited to that sinner. The Bible says, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." That's Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. So whose righteousness do you have? Your own or Christ's? How do you know? Which Jesus are you trusting in for the salvation of your soul? The false Jesus who needs man's help to save sinners? Or the one who is mighty to save and needs no help from sinful, rebellious, spiritually dead mankind? The Bible says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. That was the Apostle Paul talking to converted believers in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. May the Savior, who only saves lost sinners, grant you his full and free pardon for your many transgressions, as he did for a sinner like me. And in summary, we'll wrap things up with a verse from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 12. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. May the good Lord bless you with the only kind of salvation that saves a soul. Salvation by the atonement of Christ alone, plus nothing.